I know the feeling of standing in the middle of a room with a framed photo in one hand and a hammer in the other, just staring at a blank stretch of drywall. It feels like high stakes for such a small task, because once you drive that nail home, you have committed to a hole in the wall. If you get it wrong, you end up with what I call the Swiss cheese effect, where you are patching and painting over three or more attempts just to get one landscape to sit level. We have all been there, and I want you to take a deep breath and realize that hanging a picture is not actually about the nail. It is about the measurement and the physics of the wire or the bracket on the back of that frame. If we understand how the weight sits and how to translate a measurement from the back of the art to the face of the wall, we are going to get it right on the first swing every single time. Before we even touch a tool, I want us to look at the back of whatever you are planning to hang. You might see a wire stretched between two eyelets, or perhaps a jagged little metal piece called a sawtooth hanger, or maybe even two separate D-rings on either side. Each one of these requires a slightly different approach, but the goal is always the same. We want the center of that image to sit at what we call eye level, which for most people is about 60 inches from the floor. You might think that seems a bit low if you are tall, but trust me, when you sit down in a chair or walk through a room, having the center of the art at 5 feet makes the whole space feel grounded and professional. I remember one of the first times I tried to be the expert handyman in my own first apartment. I had this heavy, beautiful mirror that my mother had given me, and I was determined to get it up before a dinner party. I didn't bother measuring the slack in the wire. I just found the center of the wall, hammered in a heavy-duty hook, and lifted the mirror up. I let it go, and it didn't fall, but it slumped so far down that it was practically sitting on the back of the sofa. I tried to just nudge it up, but of course, a wire doesn't work that way. I ended up pulling the hook out, leaving a massive gouge in the plaster, and trying again 3 inches higher. By the time I was done, I had 4 different holes and a mirror that still sat crookedly, because I was frustrated and rushing. That taught me that the prep work is where the actual hanging happens. The hammer is just the final exclamation point. So let us get our kit together. You are going to need a pencil, a tape measure, and a level. If you do not have a long carpenter's level, a small torpedo level will work, or you can even use a leveling app on your phone in a pinch. We also need to talk about what is holding the weight. For most light pictures, a simple picture hook with a thin nail is perfect because the nail goes in at an angle, using the wall's own resistance to keep it from pulling out. If you are hanging something heavy, like that mirror I struggled with, we might need to talk about plastic anchors or finding a stud, which is the wooden framing behind the drywall. You can find a stud by tapping on the wall and listening for the sound to change from a hollow echo to a solid thud, or by using a stud finder that lights up when it senses the density of the wood. Once we have our spot picked out, we're going to do a bit of simple math. I want you to turn the picture over and pull that hanging wire up toward the top of the frame with your tape measure, just like the nail would pull it when it is hanging. You will see that the wire doesn't stay straight. It forms a peak. We need to measure the distance from that peak to the very top of the frame. Let us say that distance is 3 inches. If we want the top of our frame to be at 63 inches, so that the center hits our eye level mark, we don't put the nail at 63. We subtract those 3 inches of wire slack and put our mark at 60. This is the secret that keeps you from having to move the nail later. Now we move to the wall. I like to take a piece of low-tack painter's tape and put it right where I think the mark should go. This allows me to draw on the tape instead of the wall, and it also helps prevent the drywall or plaster from cracking or flaking when the nail goes in. You feel the texture of the wall under your fingers, making sure it is flat and there are no hidden bumps. When you place your hook, remember that the bottom of the hook is not where the wire sits. The wire sits in the little crook of the metal. Line that crook up with your pencil mark. When you pick up the hammer, grip it toward the end of the handle, not right up by the head. This gives you more control and a smoother swing. You want to tap the nail gently at first to get it started through the metal hook and into the surface. You will feel a change in the vibration through the handle once the nail bites into the wood or the solid backing. It goes from a high-pitched click to a duller, more solid sound. Once it is flush against the hook, you can stop. If you overdrive it, you might bend the hook or damage the wall surface. Now comes the moment of truth. When you lift the picture, try to hook the wire or the bracket by feel. You will feel the tension as the wire catches the metal hook. Slowly let go of the weight, keeping your hands close just in case, until you feel the wall take the full load. If you are using a sawtooth hanger, you might hear a little metallic scritch as the teeth settle onto the nail. Once it is up, it probably looks a little tilted. This is where the level comes in. Place it on the very top edge of the frame. You are looking at that little glass vial with the bubble inside. If the bubble is touching the line on the right side of your picture is too high. Give the frame a tiny, gentle nudge. You don't need to force it. Most pictures will pivot easily on the single point of the hook. You are looking for that bubble to sit perfectly centered between the two black lines. When it stays there after you pull your hand away, you know you are done. You might be thinking about those pesky frames that have two separate hooks on the back instead of a wire. Those are a bit trickier because they require two nails to be perfectly level with each other. For those, I use a trick with the painter's tape. I run a single strip of tape across the back of the picture, right over the two hanging points. I mark exactly where those points are on the tape with my pencil. Then, I peel the tape off the picture and stick it on the wall. I use my level to make sure the tape itself is perfectly straight across the wall. Then I just drive my nails right through the marks I made on the tape. When I peel the tape away, I have two perfectly spaced, perfectly level nails waiting for the frame. It takes away all the guesswork and the frustration of trying to measure the distance between two moving points. As you stand back and look at your work, you will notice how much a straight, well-placed image changes the feel of the room. It stops being a project and starts being part of your home. The next time you walk past it, you won't be looking at the frame and wondering if it is a quarter inch off. You will be looking at the memory inside the frame. That is the real goal of doing this work ourselves. We take control of our environment so that we can actually enjoy living in it. You have done the measurements, you have felt the resistance of the wall, and you have trusted the process.